And now, your Benchwarmers starting lineup. So wait, you guys are the Benchwarmers, but you're the starting lineup? That doesn't make any sense.
Come on, just read it.
At co-host 6 feet from Georgia Highlands, Wood. Behind the glass, 6 foot one from St. Cloud State, Josh Wynn. And at co-host 5 foot nine from the University of Minnesota, Notch. Head coach of the Benchwarmers on KNSI is Donald Lyons.
10:07, good morning. We are the Benchwarmers, Wood and Notch on KNSI, AM 1450, FM at 103.3. We've got a very, 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 very busy show today. A lot of stuff going on, a lot of guests, a lot of news to get to, Wood.
Oh, yeah, packed. I'm stoked. Let's do a little bit of headlines.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
With the 7th selection in the 2012 entry draft, Minnesota's proud to select from Red Deer, the Western Hockey League, Matt Dumba.
I'm not a fan of this pick.
See, you know, I'm interested to hear your take on it.
Well, the Wild were 30th in the NHL in goals scored.
Okay, now before you go on from that
there's 30 teams in the NHL.
Who is 29th?
The Los Angeles Kings.
Okay, go on.
Okay.
That just lays the seed for my idea. I just patted it down, gave it a little water.
Quite an idea it is.
Go.
They passed on this kid that they referred to last night as an elite scorer several times. He dominated the Swedish league. Did I mention he's Swedish and this is Minnesota?
Yeah, but my thing is, you can't pass up a defenseman.
You can if you're last in the league in scoring.
But at some point in time, you have to take the best player available. And obviously the Wild have looked at it. They've looked at everyone and they've said, look, this is the guy you kind of go with. And like I said, the Kings, maybe that's your model. And granted, Jonathan Quick doesn't fall out of a tree for every single team. I understand that. But if you can surround him with a good defense, and this kid, every scouting report you read, is a pretty good offensive defenseman as well. And that's, you know, maybe you're addressing the offense not nearly as much as you would with a forward, but maybe this guy is in charge of your power play. All of a sudden, he kind of gets your offense going in that fashion. And you know what? A lot of other teams were thinking defenseman was the way to go in this draft as well.
8 out of the first 10 picks in the draft were defensemen, including 3 of the 5 teams that were in the bottom 5 in the league in scoring were drafting in the top 7, and they all went defense. Your point about the Kings, though, I don't know if I'd want to go as my model for a hockey franchise. Let's finish next to last in the league in offense and then have to beat the top 3 teams in our conference to make the Stanley Cup Finals as an 8 seed.
But you host the Cup. What's wrong with that?
Next up, we have the college football playoffs. Playoffs?
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 Nah. Playoffs!
It's 4 teams, but it's a start.
Be honest with you, does that music not get you excited?
No.
Are you kidding?
College football sucks.
Okay.
It sucks because there's not a playoff until now.
By the way, it's a little public announcement. The Benchwarmers is now hiring for a producer. Just want to get that out there. No
all right,
one who thinks
well, I'm leaving then. Well, all right, see you guys later. Alex is taking over.
Goodbye.
Okay.
Who? You mean nameless?
I'm out.
Goodbye.
Well, I guess he's got a name now.
I tell you what, I think this move, yeah, nameless the producer now. I think this move right here elevates college football to the number 2 sport in America. When it's all said and done, college football will be the number 2 sport in America.
A college football playoff is going to make so much more money than March Madness does. In my opinion.
And you're right. And I think once it gets to the point of where it's 4 teams, it's not going to say 4 teams. Right
no.
Now they're saying it's a 4-team playoff. They seed them, however that's done. Fine. It's not going to stay at 4.
You know what it should be ideally? It should be a 12 or 16-team playoff where you have every D1 college conference represented.
No.
Yeah, you have 11 conferences,
no.
And then you have either 1 or you have 5 at-large teams.
Who cares
from the
about
power
the Mountain West?
The Mountain West is not a bad conference. The
yes,
Mountain
it is.
West deserves a chance to at least play for the national championship.
No.
Yes, they do.
No.
They do in every other sport.
So, no. Not
it's
in football.
Not a so what?
When you're a big boy, no. Sorry.
They spend the money to upgrade their facilities.
But you're still Boise State. I mean, you're still playing Idaho every year.
Boise State lost like 3 times in the last 5 years.
Okay, but
and didn't get one chance to play for the national championship.
Because they don't deserve it. Because little girl schedule. They play
the
play
teams
a Mountain
that were on
West
schedule.
But now wait, listen. the Mountain West doesn't have the week in, week out grind of an SEC schedule or a Big Ten schedule.
You mean SEC or Big Ten teams don't schedule cupcakes before their conference schedule?
You're right.
Really?
Wait a second. They schedule cupcakes. They don't schedule 13 cupcakes.